Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
The promise we make is a promise that we always deliver, and we keep experience and a whole lot of skills. That's the first thing that comes to mind when I think of these two gentlemen. They've been there, they've done that, achieved this and that. Undoubtedly some of the most talented midfielders to grace our fields in South Africa. They are the new Tiz Galaxy duo, Xola Mlambo, as well as Busiso Vilakazi, joining us here in studio today. Marockets, good evening and welcome to the show. Xola Manvila.
Angeke ngiphendule ukuthi ubani umdala ngizovele ngithathe nje ngethuba lelo ukuthi siyabonga ukuba la. Greetings to you and your listeners.
Yeah, but it's important to answer questions in an interview. Ubani umdala?
The shoe fitted.
Or with he who started.
Simple.
Can I come in?
So when this is a conversation.
He says I started.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to reflect back, Kuti. Where does this thing go? Because it started last Pumakon. Soweto.
Right.
Midlands.
Brown
Fisher.
Nazo.
Came rivals, Sakula, while we were younger. So we started at the same time, basically.
So you were both younger at the same time?
At the same time. We kicked the ball at the same time when we were younger.
But who arrived in the world first?
Okay. I arrived.
You arrived first.
Yes.
How many years ahead of time?
He should answer that.
Injani meds ya company, right?
Hey, Uncle Shong, mnyaga yake.
Okay. But you Shong yako?
Nje.
It's in?
10/31 last month.
Happy belated, bro.
Ah, thank you.
When was his birthday?
Not sure yet. Takaka ngitshela. Inini yakho?
29 December.
Hey.
1989.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, 2 years.
Make it one. I feel good. He's 32.
Oh, when I soccer age, I feel.
Okay.
So, no, by feeling.
Feeling and not arriving at the right
thing. And the looks also.
Who looks older?
I think him. He looks older than me.
But nobody will send that age. Ndoba bizana ngitshele injabe lezi singazazi ukuthi injani maintainwa kanjani le injabe.
It's just growth. I don't understand now. Mangizibuka nje I don't understand ukuthi ifike kanjani.
Particularly
nobody.
I don't understand. It's still not corn. I don't understand ukuthi ifike kanjani lapha. But anyways.
But it's 2022. It's a cool look. Cool guys.
Injabe.
Please. Yabona
nje uyasusa nje.
Yini yakuyanwaye lapha ngaphezulu?
No, sometimes mele uchange image.
Yeah.
Mawushintshe indawo leso. Yabo?
Uba thuse nje kancane.
Bamangala ukuthi hayi bo.
Bamangele ukuthi hayi bo.
Hey. Uthi yipi mustache? Tsala.
Inyamalela.
Yeah. Izozibuyela futhi.
You'll miss Durban, right?
Not a chance. I missed home.
Yeah.
So being in Gauteng, it's quite refreshing, to be honest. I mean, in our own family and friends.
Yeah.
So it's a greater feeling.
You can't say refreshed and talk about Gauteng.
I can always go.
Yeah.
Olwandle.
How would you describe your stay?
Look on and I say Cape Town.
How would you describe your stay? You're not going to Cape Town, so you're here, you're stuck here at the Rocket.
It was a long, short stay for me.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad, it was okay, came with its ups and downs, but fortunately, I would say I'm grateful, you know, to have been given the opportunity to don their jersey, and I am most definitely the happiest that I have left the team in a better place than I have found it.
Redeems you from what sounded like you were happiest to have left the club. But you say that though, Did you expect to leave the team? Did you expect not to come back in the new season being an AmaZulu player?
Definitely.
How come?
There was a squabble here and there. In the break, I think December, I wasn't supposed to go back. And I had made peace with that. And my decision was, okay, I'll stay home and whatsoever. And then a few days, I think, I even went back, I think a day or two later back, because I don't know why and how the decision had been changed. But professional as I am, I had to honor and say, oh, okay, I'll go back and finish the remainder of my 6 months.
Sure. Okay. You talk about a squabble. Squabble is kabani?
Not really a squabble per se, because it was hearsay, uti ubani, uti ubani, agati, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, strangely enough, I was shocked, uti mangbuyela, I was even given the opportunity to play. Because I was told, uti, no, you are no longer in coach's plans. I was like, oh, okay, good. Most definitely, I'll leave, like, in a happy state. And then when they changed their mind and said, ah, we'll talk, what, I said, okay, I still have 6 months. I can go back and finish it. And I did so. And I played, you know, which was a good decision for me to going back to finish it off, to finish whatever that I started. So it was just a shocker. If a coach can then decide to say, you are no longer in my plans, this and that, none. And then when you go back, it's the same coach that's giving you the opportunity, because none of us, the qualification, I was in and around the starting lineup. I was given the responsibility to control and lead the team in the way that they will be playing and whatsoever. And I did so. You know, we managed to uti Sieguma group stages, something that AmaZulu never have seen before. We don't know if Bazo Ebona futhi, but we wish them well.
Was that Coach Benny that said you are no longer in his plans, or was it somebody speaking on behalf of Benny, but Benny didn't actually say it?
Somebody speaking on behalf of him. That's why I didn't even ask him about it, yeah. You know, when I went back. I just focused on the job that was given at hand.
But what sense did you get, though? Did you get the sense that he wanted you in the team?
He used me, so I can't say much about it.
You played?
Yep.
Because you played 30 games last season in all competitions?
Yep.
And in all your time, Gumazul, you played 50 games. You know, that's not a sign of a player that's not being given game time.
Yeah, so that's why Ngishongiti, you know, when such things happen in a football career, you then have to decide if you actually have the, or have been and have the experience, you know. So that's when I made my mind. I said, part of me is okay. I so wish Uguti, they don't even exercise the option, and it happened like that, and I was happy.
And the complexion of William Panomtala. We're gonna take a quick break. We come back. We track the story of Uvila, who's also here with us in studio, and we'll take any of your calls. We'll take your WhatsApp voice notes. Two of the greatest and the finest football players to have donned jerseys of different kinds here in the country. So don't go anywhere. Stick around.
Hashtag MSWW. Honest.
I don't want any.
Deliberate. Engaging. Uncensored. And most importantly, independent in mind.
Ayla.
And execution.
It's gone exactly 25 minutes after the hour. It is Barra Sports Worldwide coming through live on Vuma FM, Soweto Live, as well as Rise FM in the country, the continent, as well as the world. This is where you fuse together conversations and we get all your WhatsApp voice notes. So keep sending them through, because you know what? By the time you look up, the show will be over. But two highly, highly talented individuals. We got the backstory of the towards the end life of Uxola. This time around, let me attack Villa. Let's talk about the exit. This is you. This is Sundowns. this is a couple of seasons down the line, a couple of trophies, a couple of league titles. I think you're one of the most decorated players currently playing. But the decision to leave, was it a hard, was it a difficult one, an easy one? What was it that was going through your mind when a decision had to be made?
I think it was very difficult at first. Yeah. Very difficult to a point of it was emotional for me. Mm-hmm. Emotional because of the relationship that I've created with the players, with the coaches, past and present, the management also. And of course, you can take it as far as winning the championship, you know, those changing rooms filled with so many trophies. And the part that I've paid, that part that I've played, you know, throughout giving everything that I had. And so that's how it was difficult for me to leave. Mm-hmm. But then time came whereby I had to reflect in terms of the last two seasons, the amount of games that I've played. And of course, within that, of course, there were setbacks, which of course I couldn't do anything about them. Mm-hmm. And it's part of the game with those setbacks. But I didn't want my story to be tainted by those setbacks, because each and every time we'll be asked, why are you not playing? No, he was injured and all of that. Mm-hmm. And within those two seasons, I was fairly good, fairly healthy,
yes,
competing, always raising my hand to be given an opportunity and help the team. And I fairly did that in terms of that. So when the opportunity came about reflecting, and this was upon me, not anybody else, were upon me to approach the coaches and tell them how I feel,
right,
coming to the season. And then it came, then I told them that, look, I think I want to try a different opportunity. I want to seek game time. Mm-hmm. I want to see myself more on the field of play, more than anything. Yeah. It came from me. And then that's when it happened, the move. Because if it came from a reflection of the two seasons that I've been there.
Yeah.
And of course, I had to move on. And as I say, I've played my part to the best way I can. I've contributed the best way that I can, because I came to Sundowns to win trophies.
Right.
I came to Sundowns to help also. And of course, the teammates also would give in that part to help me also to lift these trophies, because I shared the changing room with amazing players, and they've played a part also. But then every great story is a great end.
Yeah. And you're right about the last two seasons, because, you know, looking at the time spent on the field, 142 minutes in the previous season, 192 minutes last season. And for a player, I mean, who's been used to clocking over 2,000 minutes on the field each and every season prior to that, you know, especially when you had Bidvest-Wits, it never went below that. It would have hit you hard. I mean, I'm not talking about any other player. I'm talking about a former footballer of the season.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a player's player of the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so that would have been a factor you'd have considered.
Absolutely. 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 As I say, I had to reflect.
Yeah.
And once I've reflected, and then I said, no, I think I deserve not the situation to determine my end, but I deserve to end the situation on my terms. So that's when I felt like I needed to make a decision, regardless, because of I needed to make myself happy.
Yeah.
More than the team, because of course being a team player, I'm gonna be there to do whatever that needs to be done, because of that's our objective, to put the team in front, to put the trophies in front, and everybody's gonna be happy. But this time around, I needed to put myself first more than anything.
I was gonna say, at the age of 32, you kind of need to start making selfish decisions.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And that's one you walk away with,
yes,
without even a guilt.
Yes. Yeah. Without, because I've been that player in the group within that had to respect the other players. Because I had to respect the other players when they are playing. Given the opportunity, I have to support also. Given the opportunity, I have to raise my hand and show the younger ones how it's being done. But then came a point whereby, as you're saying, correctly so, selfish. And that came to me and said, there's nothing wrong being selfish at the stage where I'm at. Selfish, now I need to move on. As I said, the chapter, it was incredible. Trophies. It's beautiful to a sense. No, should be motivated also now. And yeah. I think he had a stint at Pirates also, whereby
absolutely
he had a success of trophies. And it's all about that. It's all about putting trophies. It's all about decorating that. Yeah, Kumbulurim divide. So that happened whereby when that those accolades happened, it kind of felt like I needed a group, you know, to be with the group. I kind of needed that feeling to share. I'm a champagne with the guys, celebrating those trophies, endless trophies. And that's how it happened. And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful story.
But five league titles, though, I mean, that is super. I don't even think Ola has got a fraction of those.
Well, 5 years, I appreciate how they came about. And of course, I mean, Dennis has 8 or 9.
He's
on another level. So, I mean,
Super Sports, Sundowns.
We need to do a catch up. You know, Hlompho had 8, and he was, you know, he was leading, and he was a great, great, great leader. You know, and I've shared a change room with him, and he was magnificent. And I'll forever remind myself, Abiza is Takazelo Samurong, each and every time.
Dennis.
Hlompho.
Pepeto.
And then Milan now says, "Guti." Pepet. No, that's funny. It was funny. Then with Dennis now. But of course, sharing changing room with those guys was beautiful. And beautiful because of we had to put trophies in front and put the team on the map in terms of success.
No, man. Talk about success. Well, I think he was just saying that you need to be almost highly motivated by the fact that he has been able to accomplish what he has. I mean, are you? Now you guys are playing together. There's going to be a lot of expectation given your abilities, both of you individually. Now you're going to do it together.
Definitely. Strange enough. Woody, it's the first time that me and this guy are going to play in the same team.
Yeah.
From back then, it was always rivalry. He went to Vids, got the opportunity after him. You know, rivalry. I mean, with Sundowns, you're supposed to win 5 or more.
Yes.
The quality says it. It speaks for itself. You know? So, there's no way you can question that, whether you like it or not.
Sure.
But yeah, had a few moments with Bidvest Wits. Grateful.
Mm-hmm.
So, always motivated. I mean, he deserves it. Everyone who succeeds deserves it. It doesn't come easy. It doesn't come cheap. Mm-hmm. You have to work for it. And they fairly did so, you know. So here we are now, first time ever, having to don the same jersey. It's a great story for Isoweto Nakhona.
Yes. I mean, if you had to describe it as exactly that, if it's a Soweto story to somebody who comes from, as Hlompho is, as Lutwane indaba lezi, I mean, how would you knit it together? I'm already picking up, and obviously because radio is theater of the mind, I'm already picking up the energy between the two of you. I'm already picking up the fact that you guys cannot wait to be on the field in the starting lineup at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know, you know. In a skatsai, so we'll see when the time comes and the coach gives us both the opportunity. We'll see what will pan out. But we've known each other for quite some time. I think there is a bit of understanding and there is a bit of maturity in terms of communicating as well. I'm sure if there's some advice that he needs to give me, he will gladly do so with no hesitation. And the energy from my side will always be reciprocated. So I think it's going to be a fantastic season that we're going to have. We've got great players on the team as well, great technical team. I would no doubt believe in the team that we have.
I mean, many who have seen you play, and I think a lot of us have, your natural talent on the ball, your ability to control the pace of the game, your ability to have accurate passes, dribble opponents, do so many things is a God-given talent. But you'll find certain sectors of community, whether it's media, nje, or andi, or mkulo, gogo, malume, but we still haven't seen the best of Ola because the potential is stacked. But have we seen the best of you? And is this the platform where you'll unleash that?
I think Uvila can also attest, you know, for a person to be amongst the best of his performance. It builds from each and every game that you play. You know, as consistent as you keep on playing and learning and listening, because this is a team sport. It's something that you can't do on your own.
Right.
You know, with the support of the great team, with the support of the coaching and the teaching, with the support of so many things, I think you can reach into greater heights. I feel Uguti, I can still do more. Yeah. You know, there's always a room for improvement. There's always a room to achieve more. And it's always good to achieve certain stats with a team that people might maybe look down.
Yeah.
You know, it will then show the quality in and within around the team. It's not only me, it's not only Uvila, it's not only Mebumbata or the young Dedo. It's a team collective that will make the team to succeed. So
he spoke about a room divider, as Umdumdala, who knows about these things. You've clocked up a league title in 2016, 2017. You've won the League Cup in 2017 as well. You've done in top 8, 2016, 17. Eh? We're going to count the Beer Cup because we're not there.
You missed the telecom.
We're not there. Yeah. Well, that's the League Cup. So we try because they change these things in terms of sponsors. So we run with the term of it being the League Cup.
To be honest. But wonke lawa balile, they are there, you know.
But usually nopi abantu bawuphuza yabazo ukuphelela kuphi.
Ay angiyazi le.
So bakunyamalala medal bishuthi inyamalala nje ngobhi ophuzwa. So I don't blame you for any of that. All right. But my guests are here. Let's have a listen in because I don't know. Disappoint too many people with not playing their WhatsApp voice notes. Plenty coming in.
Good evening, Darob. This is Vuyo in PE. Amajito Apete Namhlanje. They are two very good players. I admire them. Yeah, you know. But Uvila, for me, the last time he played good football, it was when he was still playing at Vets. At Sundowns, he never came to the party. Paula has always been, you know, consistent. I hope Villa will come back to his best. Toro.
You ready to come back to your best? I mean, that's an observer. The stats don't lie. I mean, you can only play good football when you've got the minutes on the field. Mm-hmm. And you didn't get the minutes on the field, especially the last two seasons at Sundowns. So you couldn't have been able to play good football consistently, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, as I said, when I reflect deeply. The three seasons that I started, 2016, 17, 18, exceptional, to be honest, on my side, exceptional, under the guidance of Coach Bizzo, exceptional.
Yeah.
Played more minutes, scored more goals, scored more assists. That's why even the numbers were pretty fairly for me.
Mm.
And then, of course, came those setbacks whereby you couldn't do anything about them. You know, so as much as bringing back the old Villa, which you cannot really bring back that, but you can really look forward to the one that's going to be happening right now because of the opportunity will be given. And then, of course, I'm hoping to help the team win games. I'm hoping to give a great impact to my teammates, all of our teammates. I mean, starting to know their names, Given, Bogiso, Max, Mark, Khatebe, Paula, you know. The whole team. I mean, I'm starting to know the guys better, but
because you got to know them,
yeah, for sure.
Because you come in as a known figure, and it's what you do on the discipline side. Because you can't come in as the big brand name that you are, but disappoint in terms of your outlook on life, your approach to training. When do you leave? When do you arrive? What example do you set? Because now you got kids that are looking up to you to say, my goodness, I'm actually in the same dressing room as this guy. You know, so let's find out more from my guests when they come back from the break because they've got so much to offer. They sound, they look fired up, and they're ready for a brand new season. Don't go anywhere.
Again, good evening, Mr. Marawa. I'm very sorry. I can't leave this opportunity to talk to those two guys, Uvila, no, 10-10, sleep. Mr. Marawa, I think you got one of my favorite players there, Uthola, no, Vila. Ngifuna ukukubuza nje, ngifuna ukukubhekisa kuVila ukuthi since ebebona ukuthi game time is hard to come by at Mamelodi Sundowns. Does when Kevin Hunt join the SuperSport United, bage baba hlambe nenkulumo zokuthi am join kwi SuperSport United since they have worked together before? Thank you, Mr. Marawa.
Hey Robert, I have a question for Xola. What happened with them releasing him? He was performing well, he was doing well. So I just want to know what's happening with Amazulu, the internal affairs between Benin's players and Amazulu, your Xola, your Memela, your XT, and those are the players that we're going to help the team. So ask the gentleman there, what happened, Robbie?
What happened? Listen, you want to touch that quickly and we move?
Tricky question, yeah. To be honest. Angazi what happened, you know. But like ngishilo ukuthi, with whatever that was now happening,
yeah,
I was grateful that it has come to that decision. But talking and listening to the coach that I was working with, former Utrute, it's said enough about he was still hoping that he would work with me, and he brought the names forward, and those were his words to me when we had a conversation. I still wanted to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them your name, but it was not meant to be. You know, so
did you believe that though?
I brought up, you know, a part of me being a son and no.
Sounds like you'd had enough. You wanted to.
I definitely did.
Yeah.
People that are close to me, they knew what was happening. You know.
We close to you, we don't know.
They are best unsaid, you know. Because look at Molenga's situation as well. It really even pained me to see him going through what he was going through, because we stayed in the same complex. You know, we spent most of the time together. Mm-hmm. And when you hear and see certain things happening, it hits hard to a person that was close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever what's been said and whatever Mulenga said or being misquoted, but we know the depth of it, you know. Mm-hmm. Uti what's what and what transpired. And uti bam release while he's still on his recovering state. It's really sad. I mean, I'm a footballer. When I saw that situation and I put myself in the shoes, Uguti, what if that was me? You know, because this person is a brother to me.
Sure.
So if something like this happens to me and then it doesn't touch me, then it means that something is wrong with me. You know, but a lot has happened. We learn every day, and we make peace, we grow, we become stronger every day with the challenges that we face and deal with.
But you're still going and you love the beautiful game, which is why you're in a new home.
It's a beautiful game for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it made us, it gave us bread, you know, it changed our lives. So there is no way which is not, you know, now I hate the game, I hate food. No. You can't hate the game. Izohlala khona futhi.
With
entertaining,
or without,
with or without me, you know. Best players have been here, the likes of Dr. Khumalo, we've seen them. Mm-hmm. They, you know, Abo Teko Modise, Aboye, like the name goes on, the late Skarangobese. The game is still here, it's still beautiful. So there is no way we can turn our back on the game while we still have the opportunity to.
Sure. I mean, that's maturity beyond the years, though, because at the end, when you talk about a new opportunity, again, Villa, you talk about what lies ahead. And I'm glad Uminent is here with you guys, because he knows, he understands what they went through last season. And you don't want to be in a situation here where you then become TS Galaxy, that team that we don't look at and look for on the top side of the league. We pegele pants.
Yeah.
Relegation.
Yeah.
Is that something that you guys would work hard at? I don't even know if it's been a conversation at the training field to say you need to turn a new chapter so that you avoid what happened last season.
Definitely. We have to.
Yeah.
We have to. As I said, we will be a team that will win games. We will be a team that will compete. we is a big name. Mm. As I say, as a collective, we will win games. We will compete. We will fight. And as I say, it's for us, it's exciting, to be honest. Mm. It's exciting because of that chapter is gone. You don't want to really dwell on that. But look forward to this one, which is, this one is going to be interesting. Interesting to a point whereby we're willing to put an extra mile. We're willing to put the team to a better recognition in terms of winning games, dominating, playing good football. Good football that has an end product, of course, but at the same time, good football that has accolades, because of, I think we will put accolades in front, because of that's the purpose of the game, is to put accolades in front, is to put titles in front and to make history, even TS Galaxy. And I emphasize, we will, there's no doubt about it.
They always talk about German precision, and when you look at the approach, and I think it's probably different for both of you in terms of what you've seen on the training field, maybe born somewhere else, but has a German footing and a German culture to him. What have you made of coach's training so far? Are you understanding methodology? Are you understanding what he wants out of you? And are you part and parcel of that journey?
Yeah, ever since started working with the technical team,
yeah,
the head coach, the assistant coach, I mean, you wake up, you're excited to go to the training field, you know. You get home, you are happy that you were at training. You know, that type of an environment is an environment that is very conducive and very fruitful to be in and around. He's a coach that loves hard work, but a coach that believes that players should express themselves. Mm. A coach that wants players to enjoy doing what they are doing. A coach that wants to have a legacy with a team like TS Galaxy, you know. And I think we joining this team in a better state of mind, with the experience, with the enthusiasm, with the maturity, you know, with a lot of things, man. So
when you talk about expressing yourself, I get excited because I almost feel like at times there were certain coaches that suppressed your natural talent.
It's strange, but once you understand and you are in a different mindset, you get to experience and see things differently, you know. And I started seeing and knowing, Uthi, not everyone will appreciate and love you as the next person. Mm. And it didn't matter. Whoever that sees me and know Uthi, they can benefit from whatever that I can contribute. It gave me hope and excitement to want to do more, you know. And I foresee myself as the person whom those that don't believe in, or those that don't see the effort and capabilities, it's their loss, not mine. Mm-hmm. You know, they should be marveled by what they see, even if it's against them, it's okay. But I have no point to prove. I'm doing it for the love of the game. Mm-hmm. Whatever that I do because I'm given the opportunity and trusted at the moment.
I did tell you guys that I've got deep thinkers here. These are philosophers, not only of the game on the field, but they're also philosophers generally. Before I go to the voice notes, though, let me get your take, Villa, on just the coach, the methods that you've seen. How vastly different is his approach given where you've been before club-wise?
I think one thing I've picked up from him is this obsession of trying to perfect.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody wants to perfect, when you try to perfect something, the only time you can fail, you can only fail to being better,
right,
or being very good. But you're not too far from perfection, but you're still climbing that ladder of being perfection. Mm. And as Ikola said, in terms of wanting the guys to express themselves, because I also like to express myself. I like to take on defenders. And if you have seen that, if you have seen me doing that, you'd continuously encourage me to do it, because of that's where I'm going to benefit the team. And once I do that, and once I create opportunities, start scoring goals, the team is going to win. And only that, and you know, the one that's sitting on the sideline, of course, if maybe a youngster or something, should be stimulated by my performance and then want to do better.
But then you're also a happier player because you're doing absolutely. What you really absolutely. Absolutely. Happy doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that also, it brings so much out of the team. Even players that really didn't believe in themselves, they start believing in themselves. They start doing things that, now me as Buzi. But that's what you really, that's what you really want to see with these players, yeah. You know, testing themselves above the bar. And then you can only fail above the bar if you want perfection. And that's what I like about him, even the other coach as well. Nickname Miyagi.
Pep.
It's Miyagi and Pep, so it's a different a different feeling, or it displays a different dimension to the players. Confusion. but those names Pep and Miyagi, those are I think great personalities, to be honest. But with perfection yeah. You can only fail going above. And I also myself, I'm that kind of person that wants perfection each and every time. Perfection. And I know for sure the other ones, they will absorb and then we'll be better. And I still emphasize we'll be better.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to see this new changed environment within TS Galaxy. They're very happy on social media. Nkululeko says, I'm happy Villa still recalls that room divider moment. He had racked up every possible trophy that season, hence you suggested the room divider for keeping his trophies. Did that moment have anything to do with the naming of the rugby slot? Hey, Azishia Lapo.
Good evening, Rob. It's Deboho here, and good evening to Villa and Kolam Lambo 1010. Rob, you're talking to great players there in studio. And I thank TS Galaxy chairman for listening, because the team was playing well last season. But for them to compete, they needed experienced players with character, charisma, and the ability to change the game. And I believe those two players have got what is needed to elevate the standard of the Rockets. And Rob, I just want to ask Villa, having played for Sundowns, and I know he has won accolades, being player of the season, players player of the season in his career. I just want to ask, find out from him with regards to the comments that were made by some of the Sundowns legends, that he was becoming complacent under the Sundowns colors. And for me, I felt that they were harsh. I just want to hear his views, and knowing that he was plagued with injuries. I just want to find out, Villa, were you somehow complacent under the Sundowns colors when you were playing for them? Thank you so much, Rob, for a great show, and all the best to you gentlemen in your new era with the team that you have joined. Thank you so much, Rob.
Okay. 2 minutes left, but I'll give you that 30 seconds to answer.
Never complacent. Never. So, as I say, they've given their opinion, they've given whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know with what actions that they saw if I was, mm-hmm. but then it's their opinion at the same time, so you can't really fault them with whatever they've seen or how they felt. So, on my side, never. Giving myself
complacence is not the word for you.
Nope. Okay. No, it doesn't belong in my dictionary.
Based kwi performance yakhe, because benama high and low amaningi kwangene kwesinye isikhathi abe low ithimu nje ibe phansi. Ukuthi ngabe uyayiblame yini if ezoba honest. Masekuthi uvilakazi, ngizocela abe honest ukuthi engayi-advisor yini enye iplayer ukuthi iye kwi-Sundowns. Abe honest, angapholishi ngoba nakho ilo iqembu linemali, kodwa abe honest, because naye simbonile akabanga ilo vilakazi ebesimbhekile simaze uyena ebesithi uzothatha ngishi Bafana Bafana efake kwi-World Cup. So ngicela abe honest kulokho ukuthi anga-advisor yini enye iplayer. Ngibonge.
Udlamo lingaka. We been honest. Yes, one is good. I have to be gone by top of the hour. So who wants to grab 10 seconds? Uzulu Ntokazi ibekile indaba kamnandi.
I ain't blaming anyone. I'm grateful for where I am.
Yeah. Your 10 seconds.
I think if I had to advise a young one, I just trust yourself. You just have to trust yourself and know your ability. Then you can go and compete at Mamelodi Sundowns if there are no options that have opened up for you. I think because of, if there are no options that have opened up for you.
What's your jersey number, TS Galaxy?
24.
Yours?
2024.
Yes, so that's the age gap between the two of you. Gentlemen, thank you so much indeed for having us. We'll see you again soon on the field of play. Hola, Vila, Buffett.
Wow.
I love this. I love the conversation. So many people did. See you on the field.
Thank you.
Nazog.